AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Rescuers are racing to find survivors from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. More than 5,300 people have died. The number is expected to go much higher. Here's the AP's Charles de la Desma.
In the eastern Turkey town of Nodagi, grief-stricken residents pass by a truck where dead bodies are. Ali Silo has retrieved the bodies of four Syrians who had lived there, including two of his relatives, from the rubble of their collapsed homes. Silo says, "We were able to escape. Thank God nothing happened to us." He and other residents had worked to lift the debris and recover the bodies on their own. Nearby, the AP found Nilüfer Sarıgöz waiting for help to retrieve the remains of her sister and her children. She says if they, the rescuers, had arrived yesterday, Monday, they would have been saved. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Tonight, President Biden delivers his State of the Union address. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says there is reason there is now a Republican majority in the House.
Tonight, we'll undoubtedly hear dizzying spin from Joe Biden as he attempts to tell the American people they're better off now than they were when he took office 2 years ago.
The president will stand at the House rostrum at a time when a quarter of the adults in the U.S. say things in the country are headed in the right direction, according to a new AP NORC poll. China says it will resolutely safeguard its legitimate rights and interest over the shooting down of a suspected Chinese spy balloon by the U.S. The incident prompted Secretary of State Antony Blinken to cancel a visit to Beijing that had offered slight hope of an improvement in relations. China says the object was a civilian balloon used for meteorological research, but has refused to say to whom it belongs. Officials say Russian shelling has damaged a hospital and apartment buildings in Ukraine. This is AP News. One in five Americans is expected to put down some money on the big game.
50 million American adults plan to bet on the Super Bowl, wagering $16 billion in all, says the gambling industry. That's more than double the amount from last year as the legal sports betting market continues to grow. So, who are they betting on? The American Gaming Association survey finds they are evenly split. 44% like the Eagles and 44% like the Chiefs. The Eagles have been favorites on FanDuel. Kickoff time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Rita Foley.
Someone in Washington State is holding a Powerball ticket worth more than $750 million. The odds of winning were 1 in 292.2 million. It's the first Powerball winner since November 9th. The winner can opt for an annuity or a one-time cash payment of more than $407 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.